to Long Duty. Thank you for being here today. I'm Tracy Wong, Chairman and Executive Creative Director of Long Duty. You're probably asking, is this some kind of April Fool's joke? What the heck is a Long Duty? And what do they have to do with the Sonics in a new arena? Well, there actually is a Wong, me, and there is a Pat Duty, President, back there. And we are a marketing ideas agency with a long history with both the Supersonics and Key Arena. Those TV commercials you've been watching were created and produced by us during our 10-year-plus marketing relationship with the Sonics. And a lot of the advertising awards you see along the wall here were won for that work. And long ago, we helped launch, promote, and market the opening of Key Arena. But our run with NBA basketball in Seattle may not be over, as we will be the agency of record for promoting and marketing a new facility that is both an exciting and practical solution to bringing both the NBA and the NHL to Seattle. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Fred Brown, also known as Downtown Freddie Brown, the captain of the 1979 World Championship Seattle Supersonics, who, 29 years later, is here today to explain plans for the next 30 years of Sonics basketball. Fred?
Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tracy. Tracy and his team are just wonderful. And Holly, they actually have more trophies than I think I do at home.
I'll take yours, Fred.
His team is, Tracy, you guys have been awesome. Just fabulous. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for coming this morning. I'm very pleased to have you all here. I got asked this morning, I was just talking to RT, I was trying to get him thrown out, Steve Kelly. If I had JJ here, it wouldn't be a problem. You know? Somebody asked me, what was I doing 30 years ago? I had no idea what I was doing 30 years ago. I was thinking, hoping it might have been something to do with Bill Russell or somebody not passing me the ball or somebody asking me to play defense. Which I was very good at, by the way. But it wasn't. It was, you know, we were actually getting focused on getting ready to go into the playoffs and bring an NBA championship to Seattle. That was 1978. We actually did make it to the playoffs. We went 7 games against the Washington Bullets, and we were unsuccessful. And through our commitment and through our drive and will, you know, we were able to come back in 79 and win that championship. So, you know, talking about NBA basketball is something endearing to me. And it has never left me, and it will never leave me. So, when I think about this community as I transition from basketball into the finance world, working for Seacoast Bank / Bank of America, and developing the various different business strategies that we did there that made us successful, it was apparent to me that, you know, as I kept looking and seeing all the things that were trying to get done for NBA basketball was not happening, and there needed to be a new plan that people could talk about, people can kind of let resonate, and kind of take us to the next level, because this community that I love so dearly is a community that is richly rewarding, very diverse in all facets, and we need to take advantage of that. We need to tell our story about this community. And what we plan on doing today is walking you through a plan that that we believe will take us to the next level in the state of Washington by telling that story. And also having NBA basketball plus, you know, NHL hockey and all the wonderful things that you tend to love from a sporting aspect. So, with that said, my partner in B2 Inc., which happens to be Dave Bean, he has a very sore back, but, you know, big guys that tend to stand underneath the basket, that happens, you know, from pushing folks around. He's going to walk us through this presentation today, and when he's done, then we will take questions from you regarding your thoughts and about our process and how you feel about that. So with that said, I'm just going to turn over to Dave
and
let you guys get started.